The word today is money. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. God says a lot about giving in the Bible. When He gives us His blessings, He expects us to return a portion to Him. Part of that may be to help carry out the mission of taking the news of salvation to the world. Here from our archives to help us learn more about our giving is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Money.
I just took a look at the past number of messages that we've brought to you on The Word Today, and if my recollection is correct, I don't think we've ever talked about money. And it's probably time that we should talk about that important subject. Now, I recognize that my voice in the voices of the translators in the 54 languages that we have are going out into all different types of cultures around the world, all different types of economic conditions. Some of our listeners are extremely poor, barely subsisting, and obviously I want you to know that I'm aware of that, and I want you to understand that the message I'm bringing today should not make you feel guilty if you are not giving in a sacrificial way. Well, actually, I shouldn't say it quite that way. I should say you have to apply it to your heart and your life in your conditions. God doesn't hold us accountable for something He hasn't given us. If He has given you a lot of goods and money and prosperity, He expects you to give generously. The Scripture is very full of that. As a matter of fact, if you talk about giving, giving love, giving your talents, giving your time, giving your attention, giving your witness, if you talk about giving, one of every six verses in the New Testament talks about giving. So God has a lot to say about giving. And also, many of these verses talk about giving money, because in many of our cultures around the world, money is a means of exchange. We get paid money for our time when we're at work, etc. And there are things like salaries, and there are things like income that come into our lives as a result of our work, the use of our mind, the use of our energy, the use of our talents. So let me discuss what God says about money, for instance. And you can look up many of these references yourself in the Holy Scriptures. As I say, the Lord talks a great deal about it. Why shouldn't He? I mean, He's the one that provides the energy, the health, the mental ability, and so on, which translate for us into our economy in the forms of money. So some of the things that God says, one of the powerful things that God talks about money is when He refers to these as talents, which was a measurement of funds. Now, you can look at this in the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew 25, for instance, talks about the different talents. A man who owned several servants called his servants together, and he gave them a differing degree of talent. Some he gave quite a bit to, and others he gave a little bit to. Now, we can read about the conclusion of his experiment with his workers in verse 26. Now, actually, the parable goes on from, it's verse 14. Matthew 25, verse 14 is where it begins, and then it goes down to the end. I was referring you to verse 26. Now, some of these servants, when they were given a talent, multiplied it. They put it to work. They earned additional talents, and when the master of the house came back, he was very pleased with these, because these people had put their work and their effort into making more money for the master. And so there was one that was given one talent. He only had one talent to use. In verse 24, then came also the one who had received the one talent. "Master," he said, "I knew that you are a hard man. You harvest where you have not sown, and you gather where you have not scattered." See, he's saying, you actually are a tough employer, and when you give a talent, you expect it to be used. So then he says in verse 25, "I was afraid, so I went out and I hid your talent in the ground." He dug a hole and buried it. "And so here is your money." So he gives that one talent back to the boss. What does the boss say? Verse 26. "You wicked and lazy servant," his master responded. "So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered. Then you should have invested my money with the bankers. And on my return, I would have received my money back with interest. Take the talent away from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. Whoever has anything will receive, and he will have more and more. And from him who does not have what he should have, even what he has will be taken away." Now listen to verse 30. "Throw this good-for-nothing servant out into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and grinding of teeth." You know, folks, there's only one place that is being described here, and that's hell. Weeping and grinding of teeth, gnashing of teeth, some translations say. Darkness, outer darkness, hell. Wow, boy, is that a solemn warning. Now, as I'm speaking to millions of people here in 45 different language groups around the world, different cultures, different situations, everyone's going to have to apply this message to themselves. Pray that God will guide you and lead you to know how to apply this message to yourself. As Luther once said, everything in God's word is God's word, but as it applies to you, that's between you and God. God alone can say. Now let's say that you're a shut-in. Let's say you've been sick for decades and that you can't get to church. God doesn't expect you to be able to go to church if he has brought into your life something that you're dealing with and you can't get there. God understands that. But let's say you could get there. Maybe you're right here in America listening to me right here as I broadcast in America. Maybe you've decided not to go to church. Maybe you don't like church. Maybe you think in your heart you can just sit on everything God has given you, and you don't have to go to church, you don't have to make an offering, you don't have to support God's work. Boy, oh boy, I think I would listen very, very carefully to this text in Matthew 25. Because I believe what he is saying is, you are being foolish, you are not understanding why God has given you what he's given you. God intends you to return a portion of that to him. In, I think it's the letter of St. Paul in 1 Corinthians, it's one of his letters to the Corinthian church, where Paul says, the measure that you use, if you're thinking of a measuring cup or something like that that you use in baking, God is saying, if you give in a stingy, tight sort of manner where you hardly give anything back to the Lord, you're really asking and saying to God, please, Lord, treat me the same way. Use the same measure that I am using. If I love you only a little bit, hardly at all, I really shouldn't expect anything from you, God, because you're going to use the same measure to bless me. And there'll be little tiny blessings not worth very much. Even though God does even bless the poor, I often think of that. You know, when you get a nice rainstorm and the lawn is growing, the unbeliever next door to you gets the same rain, and their grass grows the same way. God even blesses the unbeliever. Isn't that incredible? But if you want the abundant blessings of an almighty God who loves to pour out his blessings on you, take a look at the third chapter of Malachi, verse 10. Malachi 3, verse 10. I love that verse where God says, if you give to me generously, if you will be a thoughtful, careful, a sacrificial giver to me, God says, I will pour out blessings upon you so overwhelming that you won't even know how to count them. You will be so overly impressed because of the way I love you and the way I will share with you. Now, that doesn't only mean money. Think of things like health. Think of things like joy and peace. Think of things like a happy family, a happy marriage. Think of all the ways in which God blesses us. Now, these blessings come when we give sacrificially and generously to the Lord. Does God need us to give him something? Obviously not. God owns all things. He owns all the silver and the gold in the ground in the entire earth. He owns the cattle on every hill. David talks about that in the Psalms. God owns all things. He doesn't need for us to give to him. Why does God want us to give? Because he wants us to be blessed, and he wants us to love him and give generously and joyfully. The verse in Scripture that says God loves a cheerful giver, you know what the Greek word really says there, the best translation? God loves a hilarious giver. Woo, thank you, God. I'm glad I got some more income because I can give you more. I can serve you more. I can do your will. I can bring the news of salvation to the world. God wants very, very much for you to be working and serving him and investing what he has given you to bring the news of the gospel, just like through the word today. That's why we're having the word today, to bring the news of salvation to the world. Jesus Christ is the Savior. He loves you. Don't play games with God. If God has blessed you, return a portion to him so that you can carry out his work in this world. God will be pleased, and he will bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.